listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's the you? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's that?
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Joined by my co-host, the ever Well, I think we got V frozen. Can you guys hear me or V?
V froze.
All right, so V was about to announce me. He'll be back any second. But yeah, I'm the kid with the fake. I don't lie about Jeffrey Epstein. I don't lie about.
V's back.
All right, perfect. I don't lie about military construction. I keep it real. I don't wear makeup or a suit. It's just a snapback and a fake mic. We're here, and you know, I'm very excited about both our guests today, because they're both amazing people and do amazing work. So I'm very excited to shut the hell up and let these guys have the floor.
Yes, I'm going to try to get into frame today because a couple individuals have complained about that. Yes. For our first hour, we have Mitchell Gerber to be on the show here. And then our second hour, we're going to have... once again, Maxwell Jordan, because, well, it's Halloween and he's the master of the occult. So we're going to continue on with that. Yes, indeed. So, Mitchell, brother, are you there?
All right.
Hello. Now, you don't have to, but you can join with video if you'd like.
A lot of the ladies are begging that you join on video, Mitchell, just saying it'll help our subscribers if we get a pretty boy up there that looks good and is also intelligent. Usually they just see a fake mic over here. But it's up to you, too. I understand. I don't want how your insanely good looks to overpower your information, which is even more important, and that's a lot to say, completely heterosexually, of course.
Well, usually Will is the only person I allow on the show that's better looking than me. But today, I will make exception for you, brother.
Thanks, man. I make sure that, you know, I'm the top billing here. I am chilling. He is chilling. What more can you say? We're top billing here. Mitchell, thank you, man. You do amazing work. Can you tell people about what it is that you do? Because it's amazing.
Well, you know, to fail to support the good and to fail to expose evil is unacceptable. And, you know, imagine just being taken out of your homes, your business establishments, sent to state-mandated hospitals, your organs cut out of your bodies while alive, and sold to the highest bidder to fuel a multi-billion-dollar business. Wouldn't you do something? Wouldn't you... take action to expose this? And that's exactly what I did when I was 21 years old, studying like a normal kid, focused on business and success and women and power. And there's nothing wrong with all those things. But like I said, what is a man who cannot make the world a better place? So I took it upon myself to expose the Red Dragon of China, the Chinese Communist Party, for killing hundreds and thousands of innocent spiritual prisoners of conscience, namely the Falun Gong and the Uyghur Muslims and the Tibetans and the House Christians, who have been brutally persecuted and targeted for extermination by the Chinese Communist Party. So I've been doing that for the last 22 years of my life, and I'm still walking the walk 100 miles away from the Chinese border as we speak, risking my life to expose this new form of evil.
Yeah, and, you know, the atrocities that are happening, you know, you don't see those on the nightly news. We don't see those day after day like we see Gabby Petito or Russian collusion. And I remember when I had you on Demand the Truth a while back, probably a year or two ago, I didn't know what was going on with the Uyghurs. You were talking about this before as even mainstream. You've been well ahead of the curve here. So... What's really going on? Take us from the beginning where either you picked it up or from wherever you want to start it with what's going on with China, because they're probably the largest malefactor on this planet right now.
Yeah, I want to first preface it that the Chinese...
I'm sorry. Hold on. Be sure to...
our producer, when to use those clips. We have three audio clips from... And so you just give us a cue and we'll play those to go along with what you're saying.
Will do. to understand something very clearly is that we're not against the Chinese people. This has got nothing to do with the Chinese people or China. In fact, the Chinese people and China, as well as the Chinese government, has suffered brutal persecution, tyranny, and just mass oppression under the Chinese Communist Party. People must be clear about that. This is not, we're not dealing with China. We're not dealing with the Chinese people. We're not even dealing with the Chinese government. We're dealing with the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, which is a reign of terror. Many regimes in history have killed in order to conquer. The Chinese Communist Party has conquered in order to kill. They've murdered more life, taken more life intentionally, purposely, than two world wars combined. 100 million people, and even under Mao Zedong, 40 million people were starved. And then under the former president of China, Jiang Zemin, who not many people know about. People have heard of Mao Zedong, have heard of President Xi, but they haven't heard of Jiang Zemin. And Jiang Zemin was the president of China, the military dictator, in the early 1990s. He's 95 now. But he was the one who banned and outlawed this beautiful, honorable spiritual movement, namely Falun Gong. And Falun Gong is a very spiritual type of Chinese meditation, yoga, tai chi practice that became the largest spiritual movement ever practiced and promoted in Chinese history of 5,000 years. That's how large it became, where one out of every 12 Chinese national citizens were practicing these slow-moving exercises, very peaceful, free of charge, nothing cultish, nothing extreme, radical, or even religious. It's just a beautiful ancient spiritual practice compiling 5 exercises to unblock the energy channels and allow people to breathe better, feel better, think better, relieve their stress and anxiety. And I came to learn about this when I was studying international business at the University of Georgia. I'm an American citizen, South African born. The only reason why I'm South African is because my family, who was of the Jewish faith, were left and fled Nazi-occupied Lithuania and Hungary, and whatever was left of my family became
I'm refugees. Part Lithuanian, too. That's amazing. That's crazy. Right. Wow.
Yeah. And that's why I got into human rights at a very early age. I was on the Johannesburg Mini-City Council at a very early age, collecting Easter eggs and blackest.
So your whole life has been in this system like nobody else. Your family's escaping Nazism, then you go over to the oppression and segregation in South Africa, and then you're here in America. I mean, that's just an incredible background and perspective to have. You're truly being able to see the world like few people are able to look at it. That's an amazing background. And thank you for not only having that background, you're lucky enough to have that, but also some people wouldn't be able to deal with that trauma, what they saw, and you were able to fight through that and see what's in it and then use that to spread truth and love, man. Thank you so much, man. That's awesome.
And for no money, no fame, no fortune, or no recognition, this is just to do what is right, regardless of you believing in God or not. It's the moral intuitiveness. It's a duty of every human being and a responsibility of every human person in this world to stand on the right side of destiny and actually do something before they leave this earth, whether it's feed the hungry, volunteer in an old age home, raise money for charity, or expose evil like this in Vietnam, where I am right now.
Okay, so I would like to know, I want to get to the subject matter of the show here, the gruesome details. We're talking about Chinese torture. So I sent you a video, and I was just amazed with all the stuff that I saw. And you said, yes. It's just really the scope of it. You said, yes, it's all true. So we have the torture. I mean, this is like worse than like Dark Age Europe. This is some bad stuff. I mean, not only do you have the water torture, not only do you have, you know, the beatings, but you hide from what end of your bed. Long periods of times being beaten in that position, being fed through the nose with salt saline sort of type of solution, and being left there to urinate and defecate on oneself. We've got, I mean, just horrible things. Honestly, objects being put in socks, being beaten. We've got prisoners being electroshocked, having shock batons being put in oral, anal surfaces. Oh boy, we got some feedback in the line here.
It sounds like a dark Jedi Master is trying to break through right now. I think that the CCP is trying to brush through right now because they don't want it to go through, but too bad. That is the creepiest damn sound. I don't know if Mike's doing that.
Mike, are you doing this?
Is this a Halloween episode prank? This is creepy.
I'm not doing anything, man. I was on the phone.
I think the T-1000 or Neo is busting out of the Matrix. About this.
What's happening? We lost Mitchell or something?
Mitchell, can you hear us?
I can hear you. I'm loud and clear.
All right, we got a trombone going in the background. Please go. We're going to try to work on that. Hang on. I'm sorry about that, Mitchell.
That's kind of creepy.
Hey, Mitchell.
If all of you can mute for a second, yep. if possible, and I'll see where it's coming from. It looks like it's V. Okay. Yeah, pretty sure it's V.
Yeah, V. So let me just go ahead with the questions for a sec, and we'll get into the clips. Let me just, if you remember what V's train of thought was, he was talking about all the different lines of torture. Maybe V. Oh my God, it's back and he's muted.
It's not.
I think it's on my side. I think they're doing construction.
Yeah.
That's
unfortunate. Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go. We got it.
Yeah. If you maybe. Sorry, guys. Are you on a headset? It must just,
I am on a headset.
Yeah, it's just picking it up. I don't think there's anything.
No big deal. We're just going to keep it going through the vibrations. Nothing matters. Go ahead, V. Sorry, I'll shut up.
Is it that bad, guys? Unfortunately, is it that bad?
No.
Yeah, well, it's almost like Darth Vader was trying to get at us there for a second.
V, look. It was like this. Look at
All right. Well, anyways, so the torture, I mean, they've come up with creative ways to torture, putting people in cages that have spikes on the inside of them, not to touch the sides of the cage, and dunked underneath the water for you know, just to keep their heads floating above water, just to stay alive, and having to do this for sometimes, you know, 12 hours, 24 hours, sometimes days at a time, having their legs extended on the ground and then pushed forward and having heavy objects put on top of them. I mean, this stuff is barbaric.
Yeah. Yeah, these are the torture methods that the Chinese Communist Party has been using to try and make people, force people, the Falun Gong and others to give up their beliefs. Over 100 torture methods. And I came to realize about these torture methods in 2001 when I was first getting into contact or understanding about what is going on in China. Now, there are over 250 concentration camps in China, 36 death camps, and over between 2,000 to 3,000 hospitals that are under the Chinese military, sending hundreds and thousands of innocent Falun Gong practitioners and others to these state-mandated hospitals, forcing them to do forced labor between 22 to 23 hours a day, torturing them, as you are just mentioning, V, in the worst ways. I mean, electric batons, you know, just douse, you know, lowering them in cages, suspended in water. Even, I mean, I don't know if you saw Squid Game, but Squid Game is very, very barbaric as well.
And it's sort of like that stop go, and if you get caught still moving, you suffer a horrible punishment. Yes.
That's it. Yes, exactly. So that's the kind of tyrannical regime on a day-to-day basis, not as a game, but as a reality in China, in North Korea, in these kind of in ISIS-controlled states. That they'll just kill you. They don't care. They'll just kill you, and they'll murder you for your organs. And that has been going on in China for the last 25 years. And when I was on Steve Bannon. And Alex Jones and other Stu Peters and other interviewers, and we did one a long time ago, you and me, and we all did it together, all of us. I mean, it's been a pleasure to be with all of you guys. You know, I don't do this for no money or power or fame. I just do it because I want to do what's right, and to expose it is important. And the Chinese Communist Party has been killing these people for the last 20, at least 25 years. And not to mention, not only the torture methods, that's one thing, but to cut out live organs out of live, living people while they are alive, just giving them a little anesthetic to, you know, keep them sedated so four soldiers don't have to hold them down. And that will give the difficulty to the doctors. So what they do is they sedate the patient while, not even the patient, the victim, right there and then, extract all the organs, the corneas, the livers, pancreases, even the skin, and then burn the body while alive, and then sell the organs to fuel a multi-billion-dollar business. This is quite sick, and I would love to see if you want to play the first clip, just for your audience to really know that this is confirmed. This is not some kidney in the bathtub story. This is not going around the world, it's happening in other countries. No, guys, this is state-sanctioned murder from the highest-ranking officials of the Chinese Communist Party, trillions of dollars, the hospitalization system, the military. Now, we can play it in a moment, but I just want to share with you that I've also investigated in America. There is a planned extermination on the black communities. Since 1972, at least 19 million black babies have been aborted. There has been an extermination plot. And, you know, just the other month or two, we have found and covered information and confirmation reports that the University of Pittsburgh has been harvesting live black baby body parts funded by Fauci and the NIH, who have also been colluding with the Chinese Communist Party and their bioweapon confirmation agents that have been unleashed on the world. So this is an extermination plot that has been sourced and blueprinted by the Chinese Communist Party and the globalist cabal to eradicate not only the Falun Gong and the Uyghur Muslims and ethnically cleanse these minority groups, but also the black community and other communities around the world as well. So this is the correlation that I want to share to you today, because it is so outrageous and so abhorrent that the very people who are involved in this extermination plot, the bioweapon agents, the bioweapon vaccines that have come out with Pfizer, now they are committing child sacrifice on nearly 28 million children. The FDA has authorized the death shots, the poisonous death shots. And I'm not scared to share this, because this is all coming out and this is all confirmed. I'm working with the agent, the counterintelligence agencies. I'm working with the virologist. I've got serious death threats. I'm coming on your show, because I'm telling you right now, I might be murdered. But I will put everything on the line, because I'm not in America for protection. I'm 100 miles away from the Chinese border. They could bash down my door any moment now and haul me out to kill me or torture me. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Because to fail to support what is good and to fail to expose what is evil is unacceptable. And this is bioweapon warfare. This is planned extermination. This is depopulation. And they're using a patented genocide in China to fuel a multi-billion-dollar business while concocting and creating a bioweapon in the Wuhan lab, and the same guy, the same head of the Communist Party, Jiang Zemin, who I just mentioned, who was the former president of China, was the same evil head that has been that is the mastermind behind the bioweapon, created intentionally to be exported to the American military to kill all the American military off in order to invade America. This was the plan of the CCP all along. And the World Health Organization, the CDC, the FDA, are all in on this bioweapon extermination plot with the Chinese Communist Party and Fauci. And that is a bombshell. That's a bombshell. But it's confirmed. It's confirmed.
Yeah. And we should get to these clips because I already want to jump ahead and ask you some way other crazy questions. So let's get to these clips before I can't bite my tongue any longer.
Please do.
Because we only got this. We got a break coming up, but hopefully Mikey can skip that break for us so we can get to these clips. Mikey, if you're there, if you want to go to the first clip, and there we go. Go ahead.
A rather upsetting issue, allegations that have repeatedly been aired that China plays a part in harvesting organs, mainly of executed prisoners. The numbers run to thousands every year. Organs then get sold on for transplants. It's always been vehemently denied by the Chinese government. But here in Britain, representatives of a campaign called Forced Organ Harvesting have been looking at the issue, and they've gone as far as presenting their latest findings to the British Parliament, to represent representatives. Join us here in the studio. Welcome to David Kilgore, former member of the Canadian Parliament, and Ethan Gutman, author of several books on China, who've both been involved in the investigations, are here to tell us a little bit more. David Kilgore, if I could start with you, what are the latest findings of your investigation? What are you closing in on?
That about 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners have been killed and their organs trafficked. There are other people, too, convicted prisoners are killed, of course. But the thing that we're focusing on is the Falun Gong community. My colleague, Ethan Gutman, has done a lot of work on the Uyghur community. He'll probably want to say something about that. But, yeah, there's no doubt. We have 52 kinds of evidence that this is happening. To give you the easiest example, the wife of a surgeon told us that her husband had removed the corneas from 2,000 Falun Gong practitioners in a two-year period. So, I mean, there's absolutely no doubt in anybody's mind. We've got two books on it. We've got all kinds of...
And these, just to clarify, these come after judicial executions?
No, there's no judicial involvement in virtually all of the Falun Gong. That's the thing that nobody understands.
Okay, right. So we better clarify this, because we often cover the fact that China, of course, has one of the highest rates of execution, judicial execution. It's their choice. That's what they do. And they're always there in the top three, along with Saudi Arabia and Iran. But this is something different.
Exactly. It's because a police signature is all you need to get sent to a forced labor camp. And then basically what happens is somebody from, it could be London, it could be Canada, goes over there for a liver. And there's a computer bank, and it says there's a match for you out in camp number 50. And somebody's dragged out of camp number 50 into an operating room. Their liver's taken out of them. It's flown to Shanghai, where you're probably waiting for your liver. And you come back to London with a new liver, and somebody has been killed like a lobster in a grotesque restaurant.
Hang on a minute. So you're not even saying, because, I mean, it's one issue, the judicial executions and the use of the cadaver, which I suppose in a certain legal sense is the property of the state once the state has killed the individual. But you're saying these are people being killed to order?
Precisely. And it's so, as you say, your horror shows how distressing it is. But yet it never gets mentioned that these are people who've been maybe giving out pamphlets asking them to stop killing Falun Gong, and they're guilty of nothing.
The allegation and our findings are shocking. I mean, to us, this is a form of evil we have yet to see on this planet. This is a new form of evil. I'm David Matus, and with me is David Kilgore. We've been asked to investigate allegations that there has been harvesting of organs of Falun Gong in China. That the donors, the Falun Gong donors, are unwilling, then they have been executed in the process, either for the purpose of the transplants or after the transplants, and that their bodies are cremated. That was the allegation we were asked to investigate. David Kilgore is a former member of Parliament and former cabinet minister for Asia Pacific, and I'm a Winnipeg lawyer doing immigration, refugee, and international human rights law in Winnipeg. We were asked to investigate this allegation by the coalition it's a coalition investigating allegations of persecution, coalition to investigate the persecution of Falun Gong in China, which is based in Washington, D.C. We were asked to do this a couple months ago, and we have now done our investigation, and we're producing this report. We were not paid. We were doing this as volunteers, and we're not associated officially with anyone. We're just acting independently from everyone and doing this investigation. We pursued every investigative trail we could find. In the report, you will see that there are 18 different avenues of proof and disproof we considered and evaluated. Our bottom line conclusion after considering everything as best we could was that the allegations are true. We believe them to be true, that this harvesting is indeed happening. That conclusion comes not from any one of these different 18 categories of evidence that we looked at, but by assessing everything altogether. Altogether, they paint a whole picture. All the evidence we looked at either corroborated the allegations or, in some cases, where we were looking at possible disproof, did not disprove the allegations. We do know for a fact that the Falun Gong are depersonalized, dehumanized, and marginalized, repressed, persecuted, both in word and in deed, in the most vile ways possible. For this sort of allegation to be true in Canada would involve a very large step from where we are, but in China, it's not that big a step from where China has been.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you got pretty legitimate people there, independently, not financed by any other government or nefarious organization, and they're coming to their fact-finding report and saying, yeah, it looks like these guys are performing some disgusting acts of torture and worse there. That's very, very sad news, Mitchell.
Yeah, these are the main investigators, David Kilgore, Ethan Gutman, and David Mattis. The two esquires from Canada, David Kilgore is a former Crown Prosecutor and the Secretary of State of the Asian Affairs of the Canadian Parliament. And David Mattis is a 35-year international human rights lawyer from Winnipeg, as well as Ethan Gutman, who is an American investigative journalist. And all of them are Nobel Peace Prize nominees. They first exposed these allegations and confirmed them that between 2001 and 2006, 45,000 to 65,000 Falun Gong practitioners were harvested for their organs, as you heard. And now it's up to between 80 to 100,000 a year. And these are very, very conservative estimates. I don't want to even go into the probabilities of the high estimates that are coming out. But the world is going to soon realize and be soul stirred that this mass murdering regime that has got the second largest military, the second largest economy in the world, the largest population of any country and any continent, is doing this to their own citizens and their own people. And what is going on in America is the exporting of the communist specter that is now ruling our world. The Epoch Times out of New York, which is exploding in popularity and is now become the largest and most popular independent newspaper in the world, I guess, in over 17 different languages, etc., and just growing amazingly every single day and week and month and year. They released a publication called "The Communist Specter is Ruling Our World," and anyone who is an advocate of good reading and is an avid reader or listener or watcher of documentaries, this one is for you, because it really exposes what's behind the red wall of China and reveals how evil Chinese communism, cultural Marxism, political correctness, wokeism, cancel culture, and all this leftist radical garbage that has poisoned the minds of the traditional values, the constitutional republic, and the Bill of Rights of our great nation. And democracy, social justice, socialism, it's all a psyop for what is actually liberalism. It's all a psyop for what is actually communism. It's a trap to get you into a mind frame that inclusivity is key, and anyone who doubts the central narrative is evil and should be demonized and should be banned and canceled, because cancel culture is a rehearsal for mass murder. Victimhood leads to genocide. So what they are creating, this radical leftist cultural Marxist agenda, is foot soldiers for the globalist cabal, the new world order, the globalist great reset. This is a great disaster. This is the dismantling of the ability to discern what is right and what is wrong, the taking away of the right to bear arms to render the citizens helpless. And that is why Biden is a CCP agent. His stormtroopers have not invaded the homes of the citizens, the American citizens, like they have in Australia, or they have in China. Because why? Because the American people, over 450 million guns, are still ready and armed to prepare for any kind of tyranny, foreign or domestic, to invade their constitutional rights. And let me tell you, the military, the militias are standing by. Thank God they have force mandated in a communist way the healthcare workers, the police forces, the fire and rescue, as well as the military, because now these men and women, these trained military personnel and healthcare workforce personnel and ER doctors, etc., are all going to come back to protect the front, the frontier, all going to come back to protect the communities, and they're not going to side with these tyrannical regimes and this tyrannical, fake, illegitimate CCP puppet named Biden. Let's go, Brandon. And I tell you right now, these people are going to be tried for treason. They've broken the Nuremberg codes, and they're all colluding with the Chinese Communist Party, where what we're discussing today, that is killing and harvesting alive their own citizens since at least 1995.
Yeah, and they're making even bigger power plays, so we'll get into that. And unfortunately, we don't have as much time as humanly possible. I don't know if it's cool with V. I'd love to have you back next week for some more time. But
absolutely. Well, for time's sake, but I do want to mention something here, because you mentioned also black genocide. Of course, that's been going on in the United States as covertly as humanly possible. The biggest thing, they had, of course, Planned Parenthood, but you had all those smaller things, you know, for those who couldn't afford to buy juice, oh, there's always Kool-Aid, you know, it was diabetes. Fluoride in water affects blacks way more than it affects whites, you know, and there's all these little things placed into the environment. When they had the radioactive milk, it was black people who were being affected by that, okay? So there's always this little things to slightly chip at the black population that was not to be noticed. But, of course, these things were noticed. Now, I want to mention very quickly, I'm not sure if you are familiar with Jordan Peele, the filmmaker who worked at Comedy Central. He went to making horror movies. It's kind of funny because he made the movie Us, which correlates to last night about the underground tunnels, where, you know, you have these secret military bases where clones of people were being made to replace the current population without anybody noticing, who would have all been mind control slaves. He also made another movie, my favorite one, called Get Out, which is about, oh boy, this was actually kind of scary for me, especially, a black man who was dating a white girl, and this white girl ends up taking the black boyfriend, to her house out in the middle of nowhere, her family's estate, and, well, they proceeded to brainwash him and get him ready for organ harvesting. And apparently, this is what she does. This is what this family does. There's a whole society of people, white people, in this excluded area who either had black slaves totally mind-flushed, or they had their organs. And this little honeypot, this little white girl, would go out and pull black men out of urban areas over and over and over. So the fact this is getting mainstream attention in one way or another, I mean, what does that mean? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for us? What does it mean for the world?
I just think that we've all been deceived. And I mean, now child sacrifice is now going to be committed. I mean, the FDA basically has authorized these bioweapon parasitical spike protein graphene oxide poisonous death shots. And I mean, this has been going on for, there have been multiple bioweapons. And I mean, yes, you know, the most dangerous place of an African American baby is in the womb. They have, from the Tuskegee experiments, I mean, from Planned Parenthood extermination, and still funded by the U.S. government and allowed by the U.S. Supreme Court. When Roe v. Wade came into, and this is what's so shocking, and I think we should go for a part two next week, because we haven't got much time. This is why it all correlates to where we are as human beings, whether in China, America, Saudi Arabia, Iran. It all correlates because this is a battle between good and evil. And I see how, for example, as you're talking about the black communities, and that's why I think the black communities have been at the forefront of exposing evil. And whenever you talk to black people compared to others, they feel it more than any other race. Why? Unlike the Chinese, who have been brainwashed. But black Americans really come to the forefront of helping expose this. Of all my studies and all my travels, it's the black pastors and the black communities who have really stood in exposing the vaccine passports, the vaccine mandates. I actually take my hat off to Black Lives Matter. I don't support the Black Lives Matter organizations, cultural Marxist, radical leftist group, and I have nothing. I don't like it. It's even funded by the CCP. But the Black Lives Matter movement, and the black communities, God bless them, because they have stood up against this tyranny of the forced vaccination policies, and now the children. So, it's when you go through suffering in life and know 400 years of slavery, you are really in tune with what is evil and what is not. And I share that with you.
Okay, I didn't want to take up any more time. That was my main question for you, this segment. If we have time, can we get to your other audio clips?
Sure. And like I said, you know, there. Just want to share that whether you're white or Lithuanian, I mean, there's been massive Eastern Europeans who have been killed under Stalin and communism. I'm not taking anything away from whether you're black, white, or green. I'm just sharing the correlation of in terms of genocide and understanding and discernment, that when you go through incredible suffering, it's those people who come to your aid first because they know what it means to suffer. You talk about the communist victims of the Holocaust, the Nazi victims of the Holocaust, the Nazi Holocaust, or Stalinist Russia, or communist China, or in the civil rights movement. These people are much more adept of coming to your aid than people who haven't gone through the suffering and are just virtue signaling and trying to cancel everyone because of racism, when they have no idea what they're talking about and what they're actually representing. And the very fact that Antifa and the BLM radical leftists want to shut down everybody and cancel everybody, they're doing a disservice to the actual victims of slavery, the actual victims of communism, the actual victims of murder and 400 years of persecution and suppression. And that's what they need to wake up and realize. But without further ado, in terms of time, yeah, go ahead, V. You can play the next clip and I can share with you from then.
Okay.
I wrote a report on EU-China relations in 1996-7 for the Foreign Affairs Committee, and returned to Beijing in 2006, where I met ex-prisoners of conscience, Falun Gong practitioners, as well as made contact with a number of other dissidents and reformers. All the Chinese with whom I had contact were then imprisoned, and in some cases, like Gao Zhisheng, tortured. Gao Zhisheng is a Christian human rights lawyer, very, very well known in China, who investigated the persecution of Falun Gong and wrote reports about it. One of the people I met, Cao Dong, who had been in prison, told me the story about how his best friend had disappeared one evening from the cell in their prison, and the next time he saw him, it was his body in the prison hospital with holes where body parts had been extracted. The belief that I have, and I share with David Kilgour, that organ harvesting is widespread in China, and it is restricted almost exclusively to Falun Gong practitioners. The only prisoners in China who are routinely blood tested and blood pressure tested are Falun Gong practitioners. The organ transplant industry is in the hands of the military. The People's Liberation Army is responsible for the hospitals, the transportation of body parts, and the sale of them. It is therefore a governmental activity and constitutes genocide under Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. It is as serious as that. The Falun Gong are to the Chinese regime of today what the Jews were to the Nazis during the war. And we should all take note of this and look at China with new eyes. The European Parliament comes from a very diverse background, and as Peter has already said, even within this quite straightforward resolution, there are still problems, because the absolute deluge of propaganda from the regime in Beijing, vilifying Falun Gong as some sort of extremist cult. Now, I've met, as I said, hundreds of members of Falun Gong. It is not a sect, it is not a cult, there is no money involved, there is no brainwashing. All the normal characteristics of a cult simply don't exist. These are people who practice their spiritual exercises on their own. And yet, as I said, because between 70 and 100 million people in 1999 were practicing Falun Gong, this was seen by Jiang Zemin, then the leader of the Communist Party, as a threat to his own position. It wasn't, of course, but he saw the opportunity of creating an enemy within. Just as during the war, the Nazis singled out the Jews as a special characteristic and did what they did to the Jews. The same is happening today to Falun Gong in China. That is why it is genocide. That's why I say it's so serious. More than two-thirds of the prisoners in China in re-education through labor or forced labor camps are Falun Gong practitioners. That is a huge number of people. Now, at the end of the Kilgour Matus report, you will see a list of more than 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who have died under torture. To the regime, those are wasted people, but nevertheless, they have died under torture in the prison camps. I've met hundreds of Falun Gong who've been through this terrible process of escalating torture. I believe that we should, in Europe, now set up something like happened in West Germany during the Cold War at Salzgitter, where an impunity index was maintained of confidential denunciations from East Germany under communist rule against torture and maltreatment. And after reunification, a number of prosecutions followed of those people. And what we need in the world today is an impunity index maintained at an international level, in my view, by the EU in conjunction with the International Criminal Court, so that people in China or other countries where there's repression may make confidential denunciations. And having talked to ex-prisoners, they tell me that the one thing that gave them some hope was that one day the torturers would be brought to account. Now, in the report of David Kilgour and David Matus, those 3,000 Falun Gong practitioners who've died, in those cases, it has been established where they were arrested, where they were imprisoned, who did the torture. That is listed, and that's a fundamental point. And we should never, ever give up on the idea that one day justice will be done. Thank you.
Yep, just really quickly, we can never give up. There's still Nazis that are getting prosecuted for their war crimes, so we'll, we never have We can never give up, and it's important to share this video, share this feed, and share Mitchell's work as well, too. And Mitchell, we only got a few minutes here. We're definitely going to plug you as well, but we're already seeing what they're doing now, literally ripping people's organs out of their bodies, torturing them, saying, no, you can't have children, right? So you also have the social credit score and then the Belt and Road mixed with the Biden selling out to China completely. Where does that leave us for the future? How do all those things work out?
I tell you, we're really living in the battle between good and evil. And people really, I'm wishing for a William Wallace or a Cyrus the Great or a Leonidas, because I mean, Trump, after 7 months, you know, I mean, you talk about the White Hats and the Patriots and QAnon and all these people that are trying to do something good. But it's been 7 months that we have had these gangsters and these demonic, vampiric, Luciferian Satanists that feed off the blood of children. We don't even have to, I can't even go into the adrenochrome and the child trafficking and the pedophile rings. I mean, it's absolutely disgraceful and abhorrent, but yet nothing is done about it. Now, I'm not sure, I've heard my sources have shared with me, because I surround myself with people who are smarter than me. That's why I discern and how I navigate my, you know, in life, in terms of subjects that are bigger than my, out of my own control. No one tells me what to do. I just get counsel and then I discern based on my own, make my own executive decision. But the thing is that the battle between good and evil is so horrendous that Trump couldn't stop. He couldn't stop the massive amounts of evil that was around the world. He was one man, one person. And no matter how much, how he tried, because he was a good man, I'm not saying, because he stopped. He came in just by divine intervention to save America from communistic terror. He's not a racist. He's not a pedophile. He's not evil. Well, unfortunately, he hasn't got, he's too weak to counter the massive amounts of evil that is trying to attack our world and our constitution and our great nation.
And I've been saying the same thing, brother. I've been saying the same thing. And by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I want to say this, and then I want you to finish your point and plug any information, how we can get to you, any work that you've done. But I want to say, we should have been intervening with China a long time ago. This war in the Middle East, that was garbage. You know, that's just so garbage. And on top of it, it's worse than it was when we started. They have $90 billion worth of our equipment, of our war machines. It's worse than it was before. So, but we could have done something about China. Because when you have a country that their policy is one child per family, or really the scenario is you can have boys, if you have any girls, we're going to take it out of your womb. When you have a country that's only wanting boys, you know they're gearing up for warfare. Please, Mitchell, take us out. Go ahead and plug yourself and finish your point.
I just want to take my hat off to you, V, and everybody here. I really, guys, you guys are quite honorable and amazing, because many mainstream media, lying, fake news, legacy outlets will not expose the truth. And, this is not about me. You know, I leave no name and seek no reward. I hope my deliberation and my testimony today is a testament to truth and sincerity, and people can feel that. And what I would love people to do is to go for themselves to learn and research about this. And there are websites that people can read the reports and see that this is confirmed and true based on irrefutable evidence. And these websites I'll just share with you. FalunInfo.net, FalunInfo.net. People can read about what Falun Gong is and why it's being persecuted. Now, if people want independent sources that are not biased, there you can go to endtransplantabuse.org, transplantabuse.org, and you can see all the reports from all the investigators, the government reports, independent investigations, as well as the chinatribunal.com, chinatribunal.com. And as I mentioned before, there's a really good publication called The Communist Spectre is Ruling Our World by the Epoch Times, as well as an award-winning documentary called Hard to Believe, www.hardtobelievemovie.com. And I think that's it for part one, guys. And I really appreciate it. You know, the time and the testimony that I have today to expose this.
Absolutely. It's been an honor having you on the show, as always. Any show that I'm doing, and I would like to present some opportunities to you at a later point. We'll talk after the show. I think you'll be a nice fit for up-and-coming projects that we're doing. I like to reward those who are as vigilant as I am, or even more so. So,
thank you so much for your years of dedication on this topic, man, and thank you for never giving up. You're a true hero, man. Keep it up. Never give up.
And just to give you guys a clue as to what I'm talking about, well, TLBTV is coming back, and that depends upon when I say it's going to start. I'm the talent scout, and, you know, Anthony Thomas is going to run the show. So, yeah, guys, coming to you very soon. I promise, very soon. We are going to take a short break. I want to let you guys know on the other side of the break, we're going to have Jordan Maxwell here with us once again. And we're going to get back into the occult. We've gone through the gore of this evil world. Let's get into the intangible and unseen. And we'll get into that lore once again when we come back. And guys, don't forget to visit JordanMaxwellShow.com. That's JordanMaxwellShow.com. Become a member, okay? Very important. Very, very, very important. And, guys, we'll be right back.
This is your emergency broadcast system. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings and cities are under siege by the United States government to quell the domestic terrorist threat. All residents of urban neighborhoods and cities are being ordered to stay in their homes until the threats are eliminated. If you disobey orders, you could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.